God Purposefully Made Each of Us by Darson Buckner. Though he, God, be not far from every one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring, forasmuch then as we are the offspring of God. Acts 17:27-29. Not far from each one of us is he, God inherent, for in him we are living and moving and are, as some poets of yours also have declared, for of that race also are we. The race, then, is inherently of God. A genome is an organism's complete set of DNA. It contains all of the genes and information which creates the organism and makes the organism unique. According to the National Human Genome Research Institute, a person's DNA matches the human genome 99.6%. This means that there is less than a 0.4% variance between any two individuals. If we are all 99.6% alike, why are we always so eager to point out the 0.4% differences rather than cherish what we all share? Yet thank God for our slight differences, so that we can at least tell each other apart. You are less than 0.4% different from anyone who has ever lived. You are exactly who God wanted when he made you. There are over 8,245,447,888 people in the world today, and your DNA does not exactly match any one of them. There has never been an exact match to you. According to the Population Reference Bureau, there have been an estimated 117 billion people born on Earth, but never a person to match your DNA exactly. Out of all of those people, none of them were over 0.4% different. If you judge someone else, you are judging 99.6% of yourself. Matthew 23:24 says, "You strain out a gnat and swallow a camel." We are so focused on the gnat. Matthew 7:3-5 says, "You notice a speck in someone else's eye, but cannot see the beam in your own eye." Keep in mind the camel or the beam is like the 99.6%. We are 99.6%, like the person we are judging. We think it is a big deal for God to know the hairs on our head. He knows each of us on such a micro level. He placed every atom in us. He knows each proton, neutron, and electron he used to make us. There are approximately 36 trillion cells in the human body, depending on the individual person. Only God knows the exact number. God placed each cell to make the perfect person you are. God created everything, and he has complete and entire sovereignty, control, responsibility, power, and authority over everything, living and non-living. Most all religions state God is in control, but these religions seem to acknowledge only limited control. Yet God is in complete control. Once we come to realize the magnitude of God's sovereignty, we can better embrace our 0.4% differences. God has never made a mistake. No matter how bad it looks sometimes, everything we witness in this world is part of God's plan, which will eventually help us understand his deep love for each of us and all of his creation.